Okay, so tell us all about the event. What is it about?
Well, the event is about the event is a one man play, which is about being in the theater for a one man play. it deconstructs in the beginning part of it. It deconstructs the act of being in the theater, essentially. The actors, you know, it's deconstructed from the actor's point of view, from the audience's point of view, and it shows how in life we it asks the questions, you know, in our lives, how much are we performing, how much are we on stage, how much are we really feeling our own feelings or having our own opinions, or is it really just someone else's opinions, and are we just going through the motions and performing, you know, speaking someone else's words, just pretty much like an actor does in a play.
Okay, how did you feel the first time you read John Clancy's script?
I was very excited. I thought it was brilliant.
What kind of stuck out the most with you?
Well, just how I just described how the play, what the play is, that it was absolutely unique. And usually one-man plays, or not usually, but, well, maybe usually, one-man plays are, you know, you'll tell a story about how some great event happened in your life and how you struggled through it, and there's you know, it's a story of redemption or a story of picking yourself up by your bootstraps and overcoming tremendous odds. But this play was about not about that at all. It was about something else, and it was unique, and that's why I really liked it.
Okay, what's Clancy like working with as a director?
Oh, he's the best. He's very much to the point, and he's a very warm director and giving. You know, he always in rehearsal he could be watching you do something for the 100th time, and he'll always look at you as if it's the first time he's ever seen it, which is great for an actor.
Who do you think will get the most out of this performance? What type of person?
Anybody that's, well, it's definitely more a thinking person's theater. It's not escapism. You know, it's not a musical. It's not, you know, it's funny, but it's not slapstick funny. It's, so it's more of a, the thing about the play is that it asks the audience, it's about being conscious. You know, more conscious in our lives about how we live our lives and how we feel about things. So it's entertaining, it's funny, but it's not escapist. So it's you might call it more of a thinking person's play.
Okay, what do you want people to take away from this? Like, if someone came up to you after the performance was over and told you like exactly what you wanted to hear, what do you think they'd say?
They would say, again, just that. It just made me think. It made me focus on a part of my life that I might just usually take for granted, and it did it in an entertaining way, and so. Again, something thoughtful, but also funny. If they said it was a thoughtful and funny way, I found a thoughtful and funny way to look at my own life in a new way.
All right, is there anything else that you want to say about the production?
I would say it's a brilliant and unique piece of theater that's been done all over the world in the last couple of years, and now's a chance for it to be, for this production anyway, to be done in New York City. So I would say it would be wonderful if people took advantage of that opportunity.